Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it is Glenn the Outlaw here. Happy New Year and welcome back to Hardy Midday, the first Hardy Midday of 2021. Today is January 1st and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office has announced two warrants on Wednesday. Sean Michael Murphy has two local warrants, one for failure to appear for driving while a license is suspended, revoked, or canceled, and one for failure to appear for criminal mischief at $1,000 or more, resisting arrest without violence, and damage to property and criminal mischief for $200 and under. And Elias Santiago Jose has a local warrant for failure to appear for no valid driver's license and DUI. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the Hardy County Sheriff's Office free mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **tips. Your local events in Hardy County. After 42 years of service, Sheriff Arnold Lanier is retiring. Join the Hardy County Sheriff's Office for a retirement celebration on Monday, January 4th at Florida's First Assembly of God. Stop by anytime between 4 and 7 p.m. to wish Sheriff Lanier a very happy and well-deserved retirement. Florida's First Assembly of God is located at 1397 South Florida Avenue in Wauchula, and they truly look forward to seeing everyone at the celebration. Your jobs in Hardy County. Fresh Encounter has many available positions, including a customer service manager, service clerk, assistant manager, and meat clerk. Aaron's is looking for a delivery driver. You must be at least 21 years of age with a valid driver's license, flexible schedule, and a high school diploma or GED. And Westgate Resorts is looking for a full-time cashier, a driver's license, high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of hospitality, cash handling, and customer service experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather and forecast report, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 80 degrees, feels like 82, cloudy with no percent chance of rain. Air quality is fair, the maximum UV index is 2, low. Winds south-southeast at 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 14 miles an hour. Humidity is very humid, 64%. Dew point 67 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud cover 95%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:04 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers after midnight, lows in the mid-60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Cotton Commission is moving their annual meeting to a virtual format scheduled for Wednesday, January 27th. The UGA cotton production workshops will also be conducted virtually, but spread out over several weeks in January and February. The meeting will feature several industry speakers, after which the Georgia Quality Cotton Awards for the 2020 crop will be awarded. There is no charge to attend, and you can register online. Nutrition in America took a major step forward Monday with the publication of Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2020 to 2025, jointly published by the USDA and Health and Human Services. The guidelines provide science-based recommendations designed to foster healthy dietary patterns for Americans of all ages. This edition expands the guidance for the first time, including recommended healthy dietary patterns for infants and toddlers. 2020, it's been called a year for the ages, a dumpster fire, a train wreck, and a hot mess. As reported by agrimarketing.com, that is why 9 in 10 Americans, 91%, say they're definitely looking forward to starting a new year. This is from an online survey conducted by Regina Corso Consulting of over 2,000 American adults last week. But over 2 in 5, 42%, say while 2020 had its problems, it wasn't a bad year overall.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. It's nearly impossible to talk about the Florida citrus industry in 2020 without at least mentioning citrus greening disease. Otherwise known as Huanglongbing, citrus greening is spread by the Asian citrus psyllid, which serves as a vector for the disease. Citrus greening has done enormous damage to the Florida citrus industry despite years of research trying to develop effective management tools. Scientists are now hopeful that CRISPR can help. The tool for editing genomes allows breeders to select for very specific traits and to iterate more quickly. And now they have a roadmap to follow. CRISPR has been used to develop resistant varieties to solve for citrus canker. A program started in 2013 was able to identify the citrus canker susceptibility gene in 2014, and through CRISPR found a way to knock out this susceptibility gene. They now have made, this year, citrus varieties that are resistant to citrus canker. Dr. Nan Wong, professor at the Citrus Research and Education Center for the University of Florida IFAS at Lake Alfred, says they were able to make progress on citrus canker quicker than traditional breeding, and he hopes this can also be applied to citrus greening. While there can be no guarantees on timing, Dr. Wong hopes that progress can be made on citrus greening on a similar timeline to what they've been able to do these past 7 years with citrus canker.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for tuning in to your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information and previous reports, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The S&P 500 and Dow ended 2020 at more record highs, closing out one of the most tumultuous years in recent memory. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%, ended up the year up 16%. Roughly 18% including dividends. 2020 saw a breathtaking nosedive in markets in the spring as the coronavirus took hold, followed by steady gains in the months to come as hopes built for an eventual return to something like normal. U.S. markets will be closed on New Year's Day. That's tomorrow. The Dow gained 196 points today to close at 30,606. The NASDAQ up 18 to 12,888. The S&P 500 ahead 24 to 2,756. New York oil up a nickel to $48.45 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Ezra in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Spencer Rattler threw three touchdown passes and ran for another scores. Number 8 Oklahoma beat 10th-ranked SEC runner Florida 55-20 last night in the Cotton Bowl. Sooners coach Lincoln Riley says they did a great job defending Florida quarterback and Heisman finalist Kyle Trask.
We were able a couple of times maybe to confuse the quarterback in coverage, and you know, he let go a couple of throws that weren't quite as decisive as what we're used to seeing him make, and our guys did a tremendous job with it.
Trask threw three interceptions after only five all season. His Gators finished 8-4, dropping their last three games. The 9-2 Sooners finished the season with an 8-game winning streak. Also, yesterday, Wisconsin beat Wake Forest 42-28 at the Mayo Bowl. Today, it's Tulsa taking on Mississippi State in the Armed Forces Bowl. Ball State plays San Jose State in the Arizona Bowl, and West Virginia takes on the Army in the Liberty Bowl. This is SRN Sports. Top 25 hoops saw second-ranked Baylor crush Alcorn State 105-76. Bears forward Jordan Turner had 10 points off the bench.
Just staying locked in on the bench, and if I get an opportunity, if I don't get an opportunity, still be the best teammate. So, I mean, that's helping the team, is, you know, me just being a great teammate.
Baylor's 8-0.
Tennessee, ranked 7th, is 7-0 after a 73-53 win over number 12 Missouri. Number 23 Virginia beat Notre Dame 66-57. It was 25th-ranked Ohio State 90, Nebraska 54. In the NBA, the Lakers beat Spurs 121-107. Assistant coach Becky Hammon became the first woman to direct an NBA team when she took over the second quarter after San Antonio coach Greg Popovich was ejected. It was Boston 126, Memphis 107, Brooklyn 145, Atlanta 141, Miami 119, Milwaukee 108, Charlotte 118, Dallas 99, and the LA Clippers 128, Portland 105. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: my New Year's resolution is to lose weight, but sadly, I keep finding where I left it. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and Happy New Year! For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.